It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Wiki Corner today brought to you by Niblack Foods and the Genesee Valley Regional Markets. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Valentine's Day.
You're right.
And I came across a map of the most popular Valentine's Day candy in each state.
Oh,
and do you know what New York's the most popular Valentine's Day candy is?
Something
here?
Chocolatey, maybe?
No, it's actually the Conversation Hearts.
No way.
Yeah.
Who in the world voted
for that?
I don't
know why. Yeah, I don't really get it either because they're just kind of chalky. And
were we the only state that had those?
No, there were a couple other ones, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
What is wrong
yeah.
with this? All right.
So it all started in the 1840s when a Boston pharmacist named Oliver Chase invented a machine that made it easier to create apothecary lozenges.
It sounds like they might have their start in the lozenge world, doesn't
right?
it? Yeah.
Lozenges were quickly gaining steam at the time as the medicine conveyance of choice, and they were also popular remedies for sore throats and bad breath.
Did you say lozenges were picking up steam? What did you say?
They were quickly gaining steam.
Gaining steam, sure.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Very popular lozenges back then.
Sure.
They were a new thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Everyone's a lozenge.
Chase's lozenge cutter is credited as the first American candy machine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He started off making medicinal lozenges, but later turned to creating candy, and these candy lozenges would go on to become Necco wafers.
Another delicious candy,
yes,
by the way, just full
of
flavor.
You can see how Necco wafers are related to the conversation.
They're pretty much
the same thing.
They are
yeah.
very similar.
Yes. So Daniel Chase, Oliver's brother, began printing sayings on the candy in 1866. He designed a machine that was able to press on the candy similar to a stamp. The candy was often used for weddings, since the candies had witty sayings such as, "Married in pink, he will take a drink."
Oh.
And "Married in white, you have chosen right."
How big are these candies, by the way? It's a lot
bigger.
Of text.
They were much larger at the time.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a lot of text for one candy. Yeah. The candies were originally in the shape of a seashell, but came in other shapes like baseballs, horseshoes, and watches. Hearts weren't added to the lineup until 1901.
Ah, yeah.
Original mottos from the candy's first appearance in 1902, such as "Be mine, be true, and kiss me," remain very popular. Such romantic phrases haven't changed in more than a century, but others have come and gone. For example, the outdated "fax me" was retired.
You can't get "fax me" anymore?
No. If a kid got a heart that said "fax me," they wouldn't even know what that meant.
I know. Well, they would do some research, and then they would learn a little thing or two about a fax machine.
So that was retired, and the more modern "text me" was added instead.
All
yeah,
right. Fair enough.
And Necco received hundreds of suggestions a year on new sayings. The most sought-after motto is "Marry me."
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
The recipe for the conversation hearts has also changed over time. Original hearts tasted like clove and sassafras before becoming the chalky, vaguely fruity flavors that they come in now.
Oh, so vaguely fruity.
Vaguely fruity. Yeah, it's a good way to describe them. Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2010, the classic pastel candy formula was abandoned. Sweethearts remained softer with vivid colors and new flavors. These new flavors included sour apple and blue raspberry. But the changes to the flavors and messages were unpopular with a lot of people.
Were they?
And the backlash was so intense that Necco went back to the drawing board and came up with another recipe that was more similar to the original.
Ah, yeah. Just too much flavor.
Too much flavor.
Let's get back to our chalky
yeah,
beginnings.
Come on. Yeah, exactly. So Necco Sweethearts became the most popular non-chocolate candy sold for Valentine's Day, with over 8 billion hearts sold in the 6 weeks leading up to the holiday.
It's almost like a scam, really.
It seems like it. Sweethearts make up roughly 40% of the Valentine's Day candy market.
What?
Necco produced the hearts year-round, but mixing of colors and packaging were ramped up beginning in September to meet the demand for the product at Valentine's Day. And the largest market is related to school celebrations.
That's right. That sounds right.
Yeah. 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 When Necco went out of business in 2018, it wasn't clear if Sweethearts would survive. And what would we have done?
What would we have done?
What
would New York's favorite candy be?
The rights to Sweethearts were acquired by Spangler Candy Company. With the purchase of the brand by Spangler, Sweethearts were unavailable for Valentine's Day 2019 as they set up production of the confections in a new plant. Sweethearts returned in 2020 with the original flavors from before, but due to recruitment problems, the familiar sayings were largely incomplete or missing entirely.
What's really nice is, though, they weren't available in 2019, but if you had some left over from 2018 or 1980, you could, or 70, you could just reuse them because they were, just every bit as fresh.
That's right.
Do they have an expiration date on the packages?
I don't know. It's a really good question.
Thank you. Thank you. You okay spluttering over there?
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
In recent years, Spanger has announced a theme for their sweetheart candies.
Oh.
In 2023, the company included animal-themed phrases like lovebirds, perfect, and big dog.
Big dog.
On the hearts.
All right.
No, this year, Sweethearts is utilizing artificial intelligence to render its candy hearts scannable via your mobile device.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so messages like move in, marry me, and forever ever take users to websites where they can book a move, if you get the move in one.
Right.
Get married online, which I didn't know was a thing,
okay.
But apparently it is.
All right.
Or you could even buy heart-shaped headstones if you truly mean till death do us part. Yeah.
Oh, do that. Somebody
yeah.
do that.
Somebody scan their scan their sweethearts.
Get the heart-shaped headstones.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, aye, aye. Right, you picked out a record to go along with Conversation Hearts, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play Put a Little Love in Your Heart.
Yeah.
By Jackie DeShannon.
We'll do it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, putting a little love in your hearts. That's Jackie DeShannon. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about conversation hearts,
sure.
which are apparently the most popular Valentine's Day candy here in New York.
Yeah, let's recap three things we must take away from today's week. Courtney, ready?
Ready.
Go.
Sweethearts are the most popular non-chocolate candy sold for Valentine's Day.
They originally came in shapes like shells, baseballs, horseshoes, and watches.
And over 8 billion hearts are sold in the 6 weeks leading up to Valentine's Day.
There you go.
Yeah.
Keep them fresh. Don't let those things get stale.
Wouldn't want that.
Folks want to learn more about Conversation Hearts, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all up there. Plus, we do this live on the radio. We do it live on Facebook every day. And then we archive the footage up at YouTube. On our YouTube channel, search Sarah's Wiki Corner for the archive footage right there, made possible by Niblack Foods in the Genesee Valley Regional Market. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Rest up this weekend. Take some more. What's your drug of choice you've been taking?
Oh, DayQuil.
DayQuil.
Yeah.
Keep on the DayQuil.
Yeah.
Back Monday, fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Traffic, weather, those are next. And at 5 o'clock, the legendary Drive at 5 on Legends 102.7.